see some
Green Party,
Liberty Party,
Libertarians.
Libertarians, yeah, they have the Liberty Bell on there. All right, it's election day today. And had a good time talking to you.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoy myself.
Next time you go in, I'll tell you how Godzilla Minus One Minus Color was.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
From what I've seen in the previews, this is going to be the best Godzilla movie ever made.
Well, I'm going to have to go see Godzilla. Yeah,
Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. You got to see the black and white version.
Okay.
That's the best. Our 6th District Alder, Sandy Widener, is here. Hope you had a good time today.
I did. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You like our new station?
Your new station. Yeah. It's really great.
People walking around and there's no ghosts in the hallway anymore. It's just real human beings.
Well, now that we got rid of the cricket.
Yeah. I didn't know that was just, where is that noise coming from? 6th District Alder, Sandy Widener, is here. We both tell you, get out and vote today, okay? Go find your polling place if you don't know what it is. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Let's check news now. Here's CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Election Day is finally here and polling places have begun opening for business. These voters in Las Vegas say they're set to turn the page.
I'm ready. I'm just ready to see what's going to happen. Like I said, I just want somebody to be good to America.
Honestly, I'm ready for it to be over with.
The presidential candidates rallied supporters until the very end. Former President Donald Trump wrapped up early this morning in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Together, we will fight, and we will win. Win.
America is ready for a fresh start, ready for a new way forward.
Vice President Harris on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where Rocky trained for his big movie fight. 7 battleground states could sway the presidential election. We begin with WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien in Atlanta.
Polls show the race here in Georgia remains close, and both candidates and their surrogates say they aren't leaving any votes on the table. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock campaigning for Harris in the closing days.
It's a tight race. We always knew it would be, and so we're not leaving anything to chance.
Former President Trump holding his final rally in Georgia over the weekend.
I don't want anything. The only thing I want is get out and vote.
4 million Georgians have already voted, and election officials say it's possible north of 1 million could vote today.
This is Tim Pamplin in Detroit, where voters say it's a combination of the economy and abortion rights that is drawing them to the polls.
Kamala, she says that she's going to do more for the middle class, or she's going to bring back Roe versus Wade.
People my age looking to graduate, get a job, maybe get a house soon. People like us can't afford that stuff anymore.
Add to those issues war in the Middle East and Detroit's large Arab American community, you can expect an extremely high voter turnout in Michigan.
Today's election will also decide the balance of power in Congress. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
A large majority of the U.S. Senate races on this election day are Democratic-held states. They're playing a lot of defense, including in 3 states Donald Trump won in 2020 and 2016. Republicans have been nursing a narrow majority in the U.S. House for 2 years. They'll try to protect it tonight by defending seats won by Joe Biden in 2020 in nearly 24 locations.
The White House is congratulating Boeing workers for agreeing to a contract proposal. Yeah! CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This strike had shut down virtually all of Boeing's commercial airplane production in the Pacific Northwest.
The agreement includes a 38% wage increase over 4 years, but no pension benefits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. The longtime former managing director of the Racine Theater Guild passed away Sunday. During his tenure from 1969 to 2001, Norman McPhee directed over 200 productions. He was 88. Details about a memorial have not yet been announced. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. all of those groups are giving rides. Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf emphasizes patience as ballot counting may take time tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?"
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win three or four in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers won their home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. It didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're warm in here.
Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard.
Thermostats don't even go up that high. Meat thermometers do. It was 114 degrees, which was shocking, but not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat.
It was a...
You're like, let's play Frisbee! Time to walk the dog! I was like, get inside! The earth is on fire! Get inside and beg for God's forgiveness! You've obviously angered him! That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl. Get around.
get around the Beach Boys. What a way to start off on election day. It's a rainy day. You want to feel good. It gives you a summer feel. The Beach Boys and I Get Around. Hey, we look for showers and thunderstorms today on election day. Highs near 67. Don't let that stop you from voting, of course. Cloudy, some showers. Lows around 43 tonight and tomorrow partly sunny with a high near 55. Right now, we've got some showers around town. 61 degrees right here at Radio Park with the Beatles.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. A New York City private school said students can skip classes the day after Election Day because they might be emotionally distressed. Does that go for DJs too?
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song now. Just got the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Thank you.
neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Sebastian Lovin' Spoonful, Summer in the City. Local news and timeless hits for you, WRJN, on Election Day. Don't forget to get out and vote today, okay? All right, let's have some fun right now. Let's have some fun. We've got some tickets to give away to Secondhand News at Memorial Hall. It's an incredible evening of Fleetwood Mac tribute music, and it's November 22nd, Memorial Hall. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. Now you can get tickets at the events page of festivalpark.com, or you can win a pair right now. 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now for your tickets to see Secondhand News, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band at Memorial Hall, November 22th from 8 until 10. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Scott.
Scott. Hi, Scott. How are you this morning?
I have a thing. I got to talk to you real briefly. I left a message. I was lucky enough to win tickets from you to the Soul Pride.
Oh, you can't win. Yeah, you can't win again. It's got to be 60 days.
No. I know. I don't want to win again. I just want to say that I won, and I'm not going to be able to go, and I'm going to give them to my neighbors for their anniversary. That's okay, right?
Well, okay. Call me back in a few minutes, okay? We'll deal with it then. Yeah, call me back, Scott. Okay, we'll take care of that. All right. 2-6. If you want to win tickets to this, though, Secondhand News, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give me a call. We'll give you a pair of tickets. We've got a bunch to give away. Got only one pair now. 262-634-9756. Give me a call right now to win those tickets, all right?
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party.
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabe. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at Season 3 after Season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And except for tonight, because of election coverage, you can hear Pete Schwabe on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540, 6 till 8 p.m. weeknights.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, sister can do it with me. It's easy.
The Locomotion. You know how you want to hear the history of that song? Little Eva was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, the people who wrote that song and a million others. And they wrote that song for Little Eva. They said, well, you know what? She can sing. And that was the babysitter, Little Eva. And she had a hit song with that. Locomotion. Grand Funk also had a hit song with that, too. A Locomotion as well. It's 825 WRJN local news and timeless hits with Stevie. If you really love me. Showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 67 on this election day. Don't let that stop you from voting, though. Cloudy with showers, lows 43 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 55. Showers and 61 degrees right now at Radio Park.
If you really love me, you call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
really love me. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 828. All right, so you like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but you don't like buying them ready to eat, if you know what I mean. In other words, it's all ready to go. Just pop it in your mouth. Some people don't like that. Well, now you can build one for yourself. Reese's is selling a deconstructed peanut butter cup kit. Comes with 10 ounces of peanut butter filling, just like, you know, you'd buy it prepared. And a 9-ounce milk chocolate shell. You can also, you know, put as much in there, spread it like you want, and build that Reese's peanut butter cup to perfection. There's one problem. The initial batch sold out. Who wants to build their own candy? I don't want to build it. I want to open the wrapper, pop it in my mouth, and have it all ready to go. But I guess some people don't. Hey, it's 829 at WRJ. And coming up, we got another pair of tickets to give away to one more pair today. To the Secondhand News, the Fleetwood Mac tribute show coming to Memorial Hall, and that's going to be on November 22nd. We'll do that around, I don't know, right, 8:45, somewhere around there. So your chance to win is coming up at WRJN. But right now, it's news time at 8:29. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Polls are open. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Voters looking for more in-depth information about legislative races can check out the Civic Media Voter Guide for detailed candidate coverage. All of the links relevant to pre-voting and post-voting is at civicmedia.us/vote.
Live election coverage starts at 6 on our sister station, 540 WAUK. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is leading an investigation into the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. Officials in Kenosha County say the man was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Despite immediate medical intervention, he could not be revived. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Kenosha County is an Emmy Award-winning municipality. At the 66th Annual Midwest Emmy Awards over the past weekend, a movie about women's baseball the county helped fund won an award. An organization called Uniquely Wisconsin produced a feature on the 80th reunion of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which took place in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight 45, tomorrow partly cloudy 55, then on Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Let me tell you guys the most awkward place to run into a homeless person. It's on your way to the Coinstar. No, sir, I don't have any spare change. I was just going to try and flip this into regular money, but thank you. I'm not gonna lie, guys, I love taking pictures of people with my cell phone. There's no camera on it, but most people don't know that. It's usually about 45 awkward seconds of friends posing for pictures while I check text messages. Do you guys think birds ever say, "Hey, I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. Tomorrow, I'm going to try and kill two people with one stone."
The Spinners. Going to be a Falling in Love, 836 at WRJ. And we got tickets to give away in a few minutes to Secondhand News, the Fleetwood Mac tribute show coming to Memorial Hall November 22nd. But right now, how much do you think you spend on your phones in your lifetime, your cellular phones? How much the money? $10,000? Maybe $15,000? Try $75,000. Yeah, it's based on the cost of new phones, monthly bills, apps, and accessories. $75,000. Imagine the home you can get for $75,000. Or you can get a jewel-encrusted one like Cindy's. You got real jewels on your cell phone, right? Bring it up to $300,000.
Well, no. Actually, I have the cheapest I could get. But because I'm a klutz, I make sure that I'm all about the rubber around the phone.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I bought this for my mother, but she passed away, so I took it. It's got rubber going all around it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so your mom was a klutz like
I am. This wasn't a klutz. I just decided to get her a new thing for her phone.
See, I always accidentally drop my phone.
Not in the toilet.
Not ever. It doesn't go in the toilet with me. I'm a female.
All right. No. Well, I don't know.
Some things are sacred.
You can be in the bathroom cleaning something, and all of a sudden, whoops, out of my pocket, it goes into the toilet for a dip. yeah, my wife is going back to a flip phone. She's tired of these. She wants to go back to a flip phone, phone calls only. I think she's just saying that.
Time she can't whip that baby out to take a picture of a grandkid.
No, you know what she's going to do? She's going to want to borrow my phone for everything now. That ain't happening. Not going to do it. I'm a very selfish person. All right. Mamas and the Papas, Creek Alley here. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Was a sophomore plan to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the much fun.
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful. Shelton and Danny getting very tuneful.
McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat. Except Mama Cass did. Oh, disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars, but keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
grassroots, or as they say in Wisconsin, the grass roots. Sooner or do you say roots? Do you say root? I know a lot of people say root, like the Root River. No, I say root. The grassroots. You know who was a member of the grassroots?
Who?
It was. Do you ever see the show The Office?
Remember the yes. Now I know. Okay.
Creed Bratton.
Yes.
He was the weirdo in The Office. He was on for all 9 years. He was the guy in the back, always doing weird things. He was a member of the grassroots.
Oh my goodness!
And on the last, very last episode, they had he was missing, and they had a poster hanging up in the office, and they went by it, and it said, missing Creed Bratton, former member of the rock group The Grassroots.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
But you know what? He had all I had to do was one line because he was perfect. Whatever he touched in that show, he nailed it.
He was weird. He was the weirdo on the show.
He was a lovable weirdo.
He was in charge of quality control on the show. And the one thing he had to do was check the paper. And there was one thing, there was an obscene watermark on the paper.
Yes,
and he
yes.
missed it. The one thing he had to do, and he screwed it up.
And it went to the school, then it went to some grade school or
It was a mistake at the paper company, and they put an obscene watermark, including Donald Duck on there or something, doing something. Anyway, quick question for you here. Okay, I've been out of the dating scene for many, many years. You have too. But here's a study. The top five deal breakers when it comes to dating. Lazy was number one. Disheveled, followed by too needy. Not having a sense of humor. And get this, living more than 3 miles away. How do you date somebody when you live 3 miles away?
3 miles away is nothing.
Not 3 miles, 3 hours. Three hours away. How do you date somebody 3 hours away?
You know what? I think when you're young, you try the long distance thing, but it really doesn't work.
No.
It really doesn't work.
If you weren't within a few blocks, forget it.
My first husband and me long distance dated 7 out of the 8 years we dated.
Not me. I have to be in the same zip code. If I'm not in the same zip code, forget it. It ain't going to work.
Well, it didn't work out. I mean, then when you get together and you get married and you go, you know what? This was a bad idea.
No, I got to be in the same zip code. I don't travel. It's not that important to me. actually, there was a date of mine.
Don Rosen, Mr. Happiness and Good Cheer. Tell me about this.
I'll tell you off the air. Secondhand news coming to Memorial Hall. This is the tribute band for Fleetwood Mac. They're going to play all the Fleetwood Mac hits for you, recreated with passion and artistry at Memorial Hall, coming up November 22th. That's November 22nd from 8 till 10 p.m. I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now if you want to go. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 262-63... What are you snickering about? 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I was told I talked too fast, so I got to slow it down. 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. We're going to plunk down on one of those callers and give you a pair of tickets to go see the Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band coming to Memorial Hall. Should be a nice evening of fun. Just get in there and rock out to Fleetwood Mac and, well, Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band. I wonder who's going to look like. I wonder if she's going to look like Stevie Nicks and Mick Fleetwood in there. I wonder if they look like.
Yeah, there's one that kind of is, but their voices are so dead on.
Yeah. All right. So, what's your first name?
John.
Say it again.
John.
John. Okay. Phones aren't like they used to be. I used to be able to pick up phones back in the 70s. It was real clear and everything. Phones aren't what they used to be. All right, John. What town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
Sturtevant. Okay, from Sturtevant, Wisconsin. Sturtevant. And we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Secondhand News at the Memorial Hall concert November 22nd. Hold on the line, John, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. You're welcome. Let's see who's excited to win. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we've got some more tickets tomorrow. A couple more pair for you to win here at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits, but first...
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers. And cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics. And that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe,
Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Todd Alba.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz, you are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
After 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
Hear more of the Todd Alba Show on WAUK at 540 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Jan and Dean called Dead Man's Curve.
No,
I forget
but I want
which
to.
One of them. I forget which one it was. Jan or Dean was in a car accident, and he couldn't speak. He couldn't walk.
Oh,
and they made
gosh.
A movie about that called Dead Man's Curve. I got to see it sometime. And he was never able to perform again because
he
was severely brain damaged and everything else from that car accident. On that happy note, this is interesting. This is a more serious question for some people than others. Now, if you're a surgeon, the answer to this question has got to be no. But have you ever fallen asleep at work before? 1 in 4 people said they have, and over half of them say it happened more than once. Have you ever fallen asleep on the radio? Now, we're not going to hold it against you here. Have you ever fallen asleep on the radio?
No. While driving, I fell asleep. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on the radio once. It was when I was going to... I was going to college full time, working 7 nights a week on the overnight show. And I was also the janitor at the radio station between 5 and 8. So I was dead tired and I dozed off. And we had an automatic tone that ran the top and bottom of the hour. And I heard, popped up and the song was not playing, but it was only for a few seconds. Now, had it been in the middle after the tone, I could have been asleep for a half hour. I once brought the competition. There was a guy named Brian Scott who worked at the competition. And I brought him into the radio station. He worked at WGLI on Long Island. It's not there anymore. And he worked there, and I worked at WGBB. And he used to come by the station sometimes and sit with me overnights. And he came in, and I said, I'm so tired. You've got to get on the air here. Don't talk. Just run the music while I take a nap on the floor. Could you imagine? I brought the competition in. To run the radio station while I took a nap on the floor from 3 to 3:30. I said, I can't keep my eyes open. There was no 5-hour energy. I don't drink coffee. So he actually did that. Could you imagine that?
That's really sweet of him, though. I mean, that's
sweet of him. He's lucky I didn't get fired.
Well,
and he could have got fired, too.
Yeah, you know, but it's the brotherhood of radio jocks. You know, the really good ones get along even with their competition.
Let's bring in Milwaukee Jack. I'm a little tired this morning. Could you just sit here and run the board for me this morning? I actually did that. Unbelievable. I can't believe I did. We have a thing on our WGBB Facebook page where I tell stories. Now I can. And I told that story. I told a whole bunch of stories I would have gotten fired for back in the day.
Statute of limitations is over, buddy.
The people who were could fire me are long gone. So, you know, I'm last man standing. So. All right, Cindy Huber's up next. She has her artist of record, your chance to win a piece of